flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Midnight Rider.
Chris,
yeah!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Bam!
WFAN.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! You got me again. Quit blasting the music. 888-808-1019. We still have Rosenberg on the other side having his fun on his way out the door to go over the bridge, come back over the bridge. Oh! Nobody gets around that congestion pricing like the great Paul Rosenberg. We got Fliegelman in the office. He'll be with us in a second. And we're taking your calls here on this Wednesday 5-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way to 5 a.m. and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. And we've talked a lot of football over the last couple days. I'm dying to talk baseball. We got 2 weeks to break down the Super Bowl. We got 2 weeks until pitchers and catchers. And today was a little bit of a Yankee day. We'll get to the Mets and Pete Alonso, as it sounds like. Here's the question for the Mets real quick. And Pete Alonso, thank you, Paulie. Did Amazing Day actually impact what's going to happen? Did it impact the negotiations? We'll get to that. But the manager, Aaron Boone, who might be talking contract extension relatively quickly if you listen to the owner, Hal Steinbrenner, was in with BT and Sal today. I thought it was a very good interview. I mean, am I a little disappointed in my guy for losing to both Sal and BT in that card game they play? Maybe a little bit. If you go back and listen to it, they were on fire. You got to give it to them. They won. He did not lose. Good for them. And we'll get into all the different ramifications you just heard, some of the lineup stuff. The Yankees have a lot of questions, as much as they've pivoted as well as you could possibly hope, right? That's kind of been the narrative. I've always said Plan B sucks. The idea that they're a better team, I think, is preposterous. They are not nearly as good as they were with Juan Soto. The manager was talking about it. However other flaws the team might have had, you had Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in the middle of your lineup. I'll take that any day, twice on Sunday. But I want to talk about the owner, because we'll get to Boone, we'll get to the ramifications of the lineup and where they are and who's the leadoff hitter and everything. But on Yankees Hot Stove, the owner spoke with Meredith. And, you know, I haven't got on the owner as much as a lot of Yankee fans want to get on the owner. right? A lot of Yankee fans, oh, the owner's cheap, the owner's this. Look at the Dodgers. Look at what the Dodgers do. Look at all the money. The Yankees actually bring in more revenue. The Yankees make more money than the Dodgers. Why can't the Yankees be more like the Dodgers? Why is Hal Steinbrenner so cheap? All he cares about is his chicken buckets and his beer. And, you know, it's not about winning. It's not about winning. You hear that from the fans constantly. It's about making money. He's got to play just enough, win just enough, sign just enough players so that they're just good enough to make some playoff games because that's part of the model. But it ultimately, he doesn't care about winning the World Series. It's about producing and being the Yankees on the basics of the most basic of levels, and everything else takes a second seat to that. And I've pushed back on it. I have. I've pushed back on it. And I will tell you this. Even now, as we presently sit here today, I don't expect him, nor do I think he should necessarily, and I certainly don't expect him to be the Dodgers, all right? The Dodgers are run by the Guggenheim family. They have more money than Steve Cohen. Not one individual person, but as a group, as a collective family, they have more money than Steve Cohen, right? And even though they make less money than the New York Yankees, they are treating this thing like an absolute toy. And believe it or not, signing Shohei Ohtani, which, by the way, the New York Yankees never had an opportunity to do. We don't know if Hal Steinbrenner would have given him $700 million. We don't know where the bidding would have went for Shohei Ohtani. He wanted to be on the West Coast. He wanted to be a Dodger. That contract is probably making them money hand over fist. To have Shohei Ohtani, $43 million on the book, $700 million over the next 3,500 years, it's making them money. I don't expect, nor should you, to be quite honest with you. And I don't like to lecture you, but I'm just going to lecture you for a second. You shouldn't expect the New York Yankees to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. Met fans with the richest owner in baseball, you should not expect nor demand your owner to treat his team the way the Dodgers are treating them. On some level, you'd like it to be more closer, fine, whatever. I don't expect any ownership group to treat their team like the New York, like the Los Angeles Dodgers. And no matter how much money the Yankees make, there are some, you have to understand, this is the Yankee business, right? This is where they make their money. They're in debt. They owe money for the stadium. It's a $600 million bill every year for the stadium. George did not have to do that. That's a reality Hal has to deal with that George never had to deal with. They owe debt for the Yes Network that they're currently in the process of, you know, over time buying back. They have debt. They have bills. They are not making the money you think they're making. And so I'm going to start this by saying I don't expect him to be the Los Angeles Dodgers and sign everyone under the sun. But having said that, I've got to tell you, as we go through that interview, if you listen to it, with Boone on the Midday Show, and they're talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Boone's asked about the Dodgers running their mouth and being the most ungracious winners I've ever come across in professional sports. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I don't know if I've ever seen a winning team kick the losing team while they're down the way the Dodgers decided to kick the New York Yankees. I don't think I've ever seen it. They are the biggest group of ungracious winners I have ever come across in professional sports. Not only do they spend the most money, not only do they sign everybody, but they rub your face in it when they win. They are the enemy. And listening to Boone talk about the team, talk about that experience, watching them drink tequila on Mookie Betts' podcast and bring down the Yankees and have, you know, the Joe Kellys of the world who barely pitched for them and who hasn't been good in 3 or 4 years, you know, bring them down. And talking about the finances of baseball and worrying about the stoppage potentially coming 2 years from now when all the other owners are furious about how the Dodgers are handling business. All that, you could feel it. You could feel it oozing out of Aaron Boone, how ticked off he is and how annoyed he is and how much it's rubbing him the wrong way. And then I watched the interview with the owner. And the owner talks and literally says this. Hal Steinbrenner said this in his interview with Meredith Mrokowitz. What a tale of two different seasons. 2 years ago, 82 wins, didn't make the playoffs. It was a horrible season. Everything went wrong for us, injuries, Judge runs into the wall, blah, blah, blah. But last year, to get to the World Series, not play our best defensively, have a poor showing and lose. It's almost worse. It makes me feel worse. And then he's asked if you have a chip on your shoulder. Do you have a chip on your shoulder, Hal, the way it ended? Yes, I do. I have a chip on my shoulder. Okay. You have a chip on your shoulder. You feel even worse. You just lost Juan Soto to the New York Mets. Well, then can I ask you, because I'm sorry. While I'll tell you till I'm blue in the face, I don't expect them to be the Dodgers, and I didn't expect them to sign everybody on the free agent market, and I don't expect a $400 million payroll. But here's what I'll tell you. Coming off of that, I don't want to hear from the owner who is literally waiting to trade Marcus Stroman so there might be money for Kiki Hernandez. I don't want to hear from that owner that he's got a chip on his shoulder. I don't want to hear from that owner that he's sick about last year. I don't want to hear from that owner who went to the World Series, lost Juan Soto to the Mets, and is going to cut payroll to the level of they are in absolutely do-nothing mode. Not the cheapest of infielders they could find to fill the one obvious hole this roster has. Not with Kiki Hernandez, not with Polanco, not with any of the better options. Forget Bregman. Which, if I read another story, see another stupid tweet referencing the Yankees to Bregman. He doesn't want to take 156, and right now they're in a holding pattern before they can trade Marcus Stroman to go put in $5 million for Kiki Hernandez. That's what bothers me. Because if you're going to talk about chip on your shoulder, and you're going to talk about losing the World Series is an impossible thing to swallow, and if you're going to talk about where they are as a franchise, and how close they are, and how well they pivoted, and they're a better team than they were last year. No one's expecting you to be the Dodgers, and I do agree on some level they shouldn't react to the Dodgers. I don't think it's like all they have to do is compete in the American League, right? I firmly believe that. I mean, who knows? The Dodgers lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks last year, 2 years ago. There's no guarantee the Dodgers are going to be the team in the World Series that the Yankees will even have to contend with. So on some level, I understand right now they're the best team in the American League. That's fine. That shouldn't be the be-all, end-all. And that shouldn't be the focal point when we see the rest of the American League not be any damn good. All of the best players pretty much leaving the American League and going to the National League. And I'm not asking you to have a $400 million payroll, but you're going to get to the World Series and lose it. Get kicked while you're down by the worst players on the Dodgers. Talk about, and Boone, you could see he was begging to go. He wanted to go after the Dodgers so bad for saying the Yankees peed down their legs. That line pissed him off. The Joe Kellys of the world pissed off the manager. It should piss off everybody in a Yankee uniform, and it should piss off the owner. They lost Juan Soto to the New York Mets. There's a perception that the Yankees don't have the prestige anymore. The Japanese stars they coveted for years and were the monopoly on it in many ways don't consider the Yankees a viable option anymore. They offered someone $760 million and he chose to go elsewhere. And not just elsewhere, the little brother. And the response is, I'm going to cut payroll. And the response is, I need one piece. And this is where I think it bothers the Yankee fan. And this is where it's fair to get on Hal. The idea that Hal should spend at the length of the Dodgers, I don't think is fair. The idea that Hal never spends money, I don't think is fair. The idea that Hal needs to sell the team before the Yankees will be what you want them to be, I don't think is fair. What I think is fair is Hal Steinbrenner is looking at a team right now that, as presently constituted, is the best in the American League and is one move away, one bat in the middle of the lineup. They've put together a rotation that has youth at the back end, including the rookie of the year, Luis Gil, an ace at the top. They just went out and spent big money on another ace-type pitcher in Fried. They went out and pivoted offensively pretty much as well as you can do in this market this year, making good trades. I like Bellinger. I think there's a good chance of a bounce back from Goldschmidt. The Yankees are one piece away. they are staring at a washed-up DJ LeMahieu, and they could tell you till you're blue until they're blue in the face about how they could expect to bounce back if he's healthy. Or there's a role for this team. I heard Aaron Boone, and I appreciate what he's trying to sell you because he doesn't have a different thing to sell you. He can only sell you what he has. And right now, he's selling you on DJ LeMahieu being healthy. And when DJ's good, DJ's really good. And he's been a great hitter in this league. And there's a role for him, whether it is the everyday third baseman or whether it is against left-handed pitching or whatever the case may be. Here's the fact of the matter. The New York Yankees have an opportunity to, with one move, finish off the roster, give it a legitimate chance to be as good as the top of baseball in the National League. Right? Maybe not the Dodgers because they're incredible, but right there with them. One move away from solidifying a team and having almost no holes on it instead of a gaping one. And it doesn't have to be Alex Bregman, and it doesn't have to be the top of the market, and they don't have to, you know, go out there and up the payroll to an obnoxious level. All they have to do is not wait around and tell me, I'm pissed off. I've got a chip on my shoulder. This team's better than they performed in the World Series. I want to get back to the World Series. And then at the same time, wait around to trade Marcus Stroman before you can spend anything on the one gaping hole this team has. So I've defended Hal Steinbrenner, and I'll continue to defend Hal Steinbrenner against the extremists inside the Yankee fan base who believes he needs to sell the team or that he doesn't care about winning at all. But what is fair is I'm watching the manager pissed off about the Dodgers. I saw last year Brian Cashman pissed off at Joel Sherman and anybody else who questioned him. At least I saw some life. I see an owner who is casually telling you, well, you know, yes, I have a chip on my shoulder. This almost hurts more. I'm devastated. We'll be better defensively, and we're going to get back there, and I think we can win it. And then at the same time, be right at the tax threshold and tell me I can't go out and improve third base at any level until I get rid of Marcus Stroman's money. It's hanging over this team like a black cloud, and it's bothering me that we're still here and we are still waiting for a trade that nobody wants to take on. And I know, you know, Stroman has deleted Yankee stuff from his social media page. We'll see. They're trying to move him. And if they do move him, I expect something. But I heard Aaron Boone pissed off, and I know how the general manager feels. And then I watch the owner, and while I don't expect him to be the Dodgers, I expect them, off of losing Juan Soto, losing the World Series, having your face rubbed in it, to maybe view this team a little bit differently than, hey, we're still the best in the American League, and hey, third base will figure itself out, and maybe we can attack it at the trade deadline when everybody in the entire Major League Baseball will try to attack the trade deadline. The deadline is completely different than it used to be. With the extra playoff team, we see it time and time again. They tried to trade for Bellinger 2 years ago. The Cubs went on a 5-game winning streak and decided not to sell him. We don't know how the trade market's going to play out. And I know you want to keep some money on the sidelines just in case you have to go out there and trade. And typically you will, right? There'll be injuries. There'll be something. Who knows what they'll need. Things will pop up. And if they're going to want to compete for a championship, there probably will have to be a move made at the deadline. But I just hate the idea that we are sitting here pissed off. Because now that we're 2 weeks away, I'm trying to remember how pissed off I was. I finished last year, and I honestly thought I was going to have a tough time getting up for this season. That's how dejected I was. That's how angry I was. That's how bitter I was. That's how sad I was. And I think all Yankee fans felt that way. And I know the owner felt that way. The manager felt that way because I heard him today. And the owner told me he felt that way. And instead of making sure they secure up a spot by really staying at the same money they stayed last year, we're waiting for Marcus Stroman to free up $8 million so they can go get a player that none of us are going to be happy with anyway. I don't know what it was. I think it was just Hal Steinbrenner saying, you know, last year was worse than 2 years ago. Because if you honestly believe that, you don't go into the season with DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera battling it out for third base. You don't. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk a little baseball where the Yankees are. We can get into some of the stuff Boone talked about and the reality of the situation that's pissing me off right now, third base, and where they could pivot, where they could go, what they are going to do, because right now it sounds like DJ LeMay, who's the leadoff hitter, all those ramifications. And then Pete Alonso as well. We'll get into a baseball conversation to start the show as John Heyman, which we all know where John Heyman gets his information. I don't want to step on any toes or upset anybody, but we kind of have an idea of where John Heyman gets his information from. Rumor is, word is, the Mets are back in negotiating with Pete Alonso. And I'm wondering how much those dumb fans booing the owner had to do with it. So we'll get into a conversation about that. We'll get more into football as well. I have a thought on the Giants quarterback situation and the inevitable conversation that's already started to happen that could shape how the Giants handle this draft.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And offseason.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
So yeah, a lot of talk lately about Steve Cohen and his ownership and how he's handling the Pete Alonso situation, which I got to tell you, I was really impressed. Impressed, I don't know if impressed is the right word. I was surprised listening to him talk on Amazing Day on how involved he was, because I figured he was removed from it. I figured, hey, I signed Juan Soto. I hired David Stearns to run the team. He's going to handle the Pete Alonso situation however he deems fit. And I'm sure that's probably still the truth, but he's involved in the negotiations a lot more. You could tell he was invested. You could tell he was annoyed. And we'll talk in a little bit on whether or not, if we believe that the Mets are back in the negotiating room, how much Amazing Day actually had to do with it. 888-808-1019. But for me, Hal Steinbrenner, who I do think, I know I'm yelling about him today. I think I'm fair. I really do. I know most people think I'm a shill. I think I'm fair. I think he gets way too much flack. I'm happy he's the owner of the Yankees. Like, I don't think the Yankees won't win until Brian Cashman's gone, Boone's gone, and Hal sells the team. I think people who feel that way are crazy. And I was glad, and I know I'm a Boone guy. I was glad, first of all, if you listen to Boone today, going through the thought process and how he views the team, I think he's a good manager. I don't think he's Miller Huggins necessarily or Joe Torre, but I think he's a good manager, and I think Hal Steinbrenner is correct in the idea that they should be giving him a contract extension. They should. I believe, you know, he was in the World Series. I think he's earned it. And while, but I have to admit, watching that interview and hearing that, you know, claiming he's got a chip on his shoulder and he's pissed off, and you're going to cut payroll, and now, like, let's be honest, everything we've heard, they are not doing another thing until they get rid of Stroman's money. Not another thing. I don't expect to go sign Tanner. I don't expect to trade for Devin Williams and then go to sign Tanner Scott for $18 million a year. All right? I get it. That's what the Dodgers are doing. It's what the Dodgers are doing. And I'm sure many Yankee fans want to make the case that's what the Yankees should be doing. They make more money than the Dodgers, blah, blah, blah. It's not the same financial structure. It's just not. And I don't expect him to do that. I really don't. But when there is one blatant, just obvious gaping hole, and they have 2 weeks to change their thought process or 2 weeks to make something happen, and maybe they will. Maybe they'll trade Stroman. Maybe they'll trade for Nolan Arenado, who I'm warming up to. I heard Brian Hoke the other day on SNY saying he's expecting that to kind of the Yankees to circle back on it. I'm not sure how much money they want to are willing to how much they'll have to have St. Louis eat if they're willing to take on Nolan Arenado. I would be excited. If you, again, Yankee fans have problems with it. They got DJ LeMahieu playing third base right now. If Nolan Arenado gets traded to the Yankees, you will be excited. He is a brilliant third baseman. I still think there's life in him. I don't think this is like Donaldson at all. Donaldson, first of all, just from a character standpoint and the kind of different player he is different. I think Nolan Arenado here isn't the best option plausible, but I think it's a very good option, and it's better than DJ LeMahieu. But maybe they'll do all that. But right now, I'm just a little annoyed hearing the owner try and tell me he's upset about last year, knowing everything that happened, and the response is, we're cutting payroll by hook or by crook. We're getting underneath this last luxury tax. And right now, because of that, we have to wait for Marcus Stroman to get traded before we do anything to improve third base and get another infielder in here when they desperately need it. Because the offense, you know, right now, I think it's better than people will tell you. I still think Plan B sucks. I'll say that until I'm blue in the face. I'm not happy that they lost Juan Soto. It's not better. I guess, you know, he also said that Goldschmidt and Bellinger could combine to make up for Soto's offense. I mean, I guess somewhat relatively close to it, not the on-base percentage or whatever. I'd rather have Juan Soto than the both of them. But sure, home run, RBI, is it plausible? Plausible that they could both combine to have this, to put up the same kind of, you know, numbers as Juan Soto, as far as runs scored and runs driven in, sure. Run production, maybe. But everything else he gives you, you can't. And I just hate the idea that there is a, like, this is the one time, go all in and just, no one's even asking you to get Bregman. At least I don't think I am. I don't think most Yankee fans are. But fill that one hole that changes the team from almost good enough or almost complete and still good enough in the American League to clearly the best team in the American League and now a complete roster. And it doesn't take much. And I hate the idea they're waiting for Stroman and that everyone, you know, and that, you know, you can't sell me how pissed off you are and then do that. You just can't. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the call. Steven Stamford. What's up, Steve?
Hey, C-Mac. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
So, I'm all right. I spoke to you about 2 days ago about this. You actually corrected me when I was wrong and thought the Dodgers had gotten the Padres face-off Kim and they'd gotten the rookie from Korea. I don't know if you're... I don't remember that.
I do remember that, yes.
You were correct. And so I'm going to I agree with a lot of your points from a long time, you know, since they get older, but like here's a couple of nuances I disagree with.
Sure.
A, they should get Haesung Kim right now and put him at second base. And you don't need to break the bank and you don't need to go get Tanner Scott money, you know, and things like that. Even Kirby Yates money, which the Dodgers also got laughingly, yeah. That would have been a nice addition to the Yankees, not a break-the-bank money. But Haesung Kim makes a ton of sense. It gets him a little more speed. It gets a little more, you know, athleticism. And if he can play short, he can play second. So there's a guy, there's a move I said to you 2 days ago that I thought that they could do right now that doesn't break the bank. And the other disagreement I have with you is on Boone. And Steinbrenner to an extent. I'm not an extremist, like you point out. I understand he's good. He's just not great, Steinbrenner. And I think the issues are this. If he's that upset and is watching the Dodgers get every player and losing Soto to the little brother, as you put it,
yeah.
Then go get a Haesung Kim. And how about addressing the real issue that I have, okay, Aaron Boone. Now, I don't hate the guy. He had a big hit for us, right? So I don't hate him. But I also think that I think it's disingenuous to not look at the move of bringing in Nestor Cortes, just put it all in the defense, The guy hadn't pitched for 30 days, and he expects him to go in and go through Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman? Yeah. That is what lost us the World Series in Game 1. People want to focus on the defense, but that's Aaron Boone, C-Mac, and you're not giving him enough grief. I'm glad he sounds mad, and he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Well, because we went over that forever. It's a decision that, again, I had no problem with. Me and you differ on it. He's on the team for that particular reason. He gets out Ohtani at a, you know, over the course of this season, he's gotten him out over the course of his career. He comes in, he gets the pop up on Ohtani. You got to remember, you got to face Mookie Betts because you only have one out. You need two outs. And I don't like, I prefer a starting pitcher who's gotten a million right-handed batters out than I do Hill in that spot. To me,
Tim Hill?
Yeah.
Tim Hill was been great for us. I had zero problem.
And Boone even told you it wasn't even about him versus Hill. It was whether or not to keep in Weaver, which I think I agree with. I would have rather have kept in Weaver. I have no problem going to Nestor Cortez. He's on the team. He was able to pitch or he wasn't able to pitch. Like that's it.
Yeah, I get it, C-Mac, but he's on the team. But it doesn't mean you have to bring him in for Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts.
Yeah, but that's why he's on the team.
Get him in.
How many innings does he have? You don't even know.
Get an inning in game. You don't put him in that spot.
It didn't work out, so it's obvious right now, and I can't win the argument with you. At the moment, I had no problem with it because he gets out Ohtani, and you saw, you know, and Boone mentioned it. Ohtani got one hit in the series and was off Tim Hill. I just think that he gets out Ohtani better, and he has faced more right-handed batters in his life than. And I believe had good numbers against Mookie Betts as opposed to Tim Hill. And you got to get two outs. I had no problem
with it.
I had no problem with it.
But then tell me this. Please tell me this, because I want to see you more angry. I remember last year I called you and I wanted Snell before he signed with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty adamant about it.
Yeah.
And I really want, if they're mad, then go sign a Haesung Kim. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know you keep saying that, I guess. I mean, he's a good player. I don't know. Have you heard one thing of another team sniffing anywhere around him? I haven't heard one thing about his market at all. So, if he's such a great player, why is nobody interested in picking him up?
I'm not saying Moose. Moose, sorry, C-Mac. I'm not saying he's a great player. I'm saying he's a guy who will come in, be a good punch and Judy hitter, steal 25 bases, and play plus defense at second base.
Yeah. I think it's not just him. There's other options to do that. But, yeah, I mean, he's a solid player. They're not going to go put $12 million. And I don't even know if that's what he'll make. We'll see if that market comes back. I haven't heard one thing. I have not heard one thing, one team connected to him at all. So I have no idea what his market is at all. I'd have to go and read. I mean, because and I watch MLB Network. I watch all these. We talk about Bregman now. I know they talk about names that everybody knows. I haven't heard. Have you heard one thing about one team connected to him at all? I haven't heard his name.
To the point where
you're confused that you thought he signed.
I agree.
There's nothing to him. There's nothing to him. You're hung up on this one guy. I hear you.
Here's another difference that we have. For you to say that Nolan Arenado isn't Josh Donaldson. Now, look, I agree with you that he's not the cancer in the clubhouse. He's a professional. The guy's 36, 35, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's a right-handed bat. I understand.
They're lefty heavy, right? They have a lot of left-handed hitters.
He's shot, C-Mac. He is shot.
Okay.
That's not the guy, and that guy. I think he's shot. He's been decreasing. He was on my fantasy team 2 years ago. I know the guy. He's been, his stats have been going down every year.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that player before. How many times in pinstripes? We don't need another one. Go get a punch and Judy. Go get a ride.
You just mentioned plus defender. Nolan Arenado is still a plus defender. And Haesung Kim has declined over the last 3 years as well. So, I mean, I know he's 28, but again, 708 OPS, 749 OPS, 700 OPS, 251 batting average, 260 batting, 233 batting average. Like, I mean, you make it sound like, oh, go get Kim. He's far better than Nolan Arenado. He is not.
He's younger with speed.
He gives them different things.
How much is Arenado signed for?
You got to get him. You're going to eat money with Nolan Arenado. I agree. But I don't know. You're going to get him for like maybe 12. You probably get them for around the same number. You told me 12 million. If they eat up enough money, 12 to 15 million a year for 3 years, Nolan Arenado.
Why aren't you upset, though,
that I just yelled the entire open.
About, why? No, but you yelled, but you're yelling with conditions. And because that guy doesn't have a quarter of what his dad had. I'm not going to do the whole he's turning over.
He also
over
doesn't have a quarter of the debt. He writes a $600 million bill every year for the stadium. His father never had to do that.
They're not the Guggenheim family.
They don't have the hedge fund that Cohen has. They have Yankee baseball money. That's it. They have other partners. They don't make, like, they bring in the most money. They are not turning a $1 billion profit a year and laughing. They're making $50, $60 to $80 million a year and splitting it up between the kids. Like, it's their business. They have to make money on it.
That's fair. I agree with you, and I agree with you they're not the Guggenheim money, and I get it. But let's see you be mad. If you're really mad and you're watching this happen, I'm not saying you guys throw the Dodgers, but I'm not saying it'd be close.
Right.
But as you said, and what we agree, fill the hole. You're this close.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what do you want? You just want me to say they should get the players you want. We disagree on a player. You want me to be mad that I don't and scream that I want the player you want. I want the player I want.
Well, I'd rather you be mad to see Boone for what he is. I'm more mad about that.
Boone,
and I think,
a manager who's won a ton of games, and everyone tells me how terrible the owner sucks, Brian Cashman sucks, and yet Aaron Boone has led the team to the playoffs and 100 wins how many times and was just in the World Series. But the owner sucks and the general manager sucks. Someone's doing a decent enough job when they win all these games and were just in the World Series.
Moose, Aaron Boone regressed
again, Chris.
3 years in a row. He took over a team that, except for the cheaters in Game 7, we were going. Girardi had us going.
He won more games over the course of the regular season. Then players didn't play well, like in the postseason. I don't know what, like, you say, 17. I understand that. They were within a game 7 of the ALCS. I get it. The next year, they jumped up 10 wins over the course of the regular season. 10 wins.
10 wins and nowhere near. Well, but they weren't in
you
the
think
ALCS.
They were better? I don't know if they were better. You could make an argument the Astros got better. You can make an argument that, you know, they just didn't perform in the postseason the same. Over the course of 162, Aaron Boone's teams did not regress. We want to focus everything on the playoffs. I get it. They won 92 games in 2017. They won 100 in 2018. They were right there at the same spot in 2019. Oh, they lost in Game 6 as opposed to Game 7. They lost to the same team. Aaron Boone is a good manager. Aaron Boone, his reputation throughout baseball is that Aaron Boone is a good manager. I don't think he's a great manager. If they fired him after last year, I wouldn't have said a peep. He's a Yankee manager who just went 82-80 and had the worst regular season they've had in 30 years. Fire him. I don't think you have to, but go ahead. But now he just went to the World Series. And you can't say none of it's because of him. He had a very good postseason run up until Game 1 of the World Series. He pushed all the right buttons. The bullpen was unbelievable. He massaged Clay Holmes from being a person that the Yankee fans didn't even want to see pitch anymore to being their best reliever in the postseason. And getting huge outs. Why is he still pitching? Why are you still even throwing him out there? I don't want to see Clay Holmes anymore. He massaged him into being a huge part of a team that went to the World Series. Like, we still talk. I'm mad, but we talk like the Yankees weren't in the World Series. They were. Now, I'm just saying they need one piece. You want to say, Kim? Go get Kim. I don't disagree with you. That's the whole premise of my open. There's a gaping hole. Go fill it. And then worry about moving Stroman. Like, why are we waiting for the Stroman move and wait for that money to be freed up before they make a decision? Go sign him now if they want him. Go trade for Nolan Arenado right now. Like, I don't think we're giving credit to Nolan Arenado. I'm sorry. I think we're down talking Nolan Arenado. This guy is not a bum. The guy hit 272 this year. You want to get a Punch and Judy like, oh, get a Punch and Judy hitter like him. He hit 40 points higher. He hit 272. And he still plays a Gold Glove caliber third base. The year before, in 2023, he had 26 home runs, 93 RBIs, and had a 774 OPS. I'm not telling you it makes them a World Series team. Oh, there you go, Nolan Arenado. They're going to go beat the Dodgers. I'm just saying it's better than the option they have now. And it's plausible. And he can be moved. And the Cardinals are motivated to move him. They're going to eat some money. It makes sense. They're not going to go pay the big money for Bregman. They're not. And you want to talk about decline? Look at his season last year. And how you said he was 37 or something? He's going to be 34 next year. He's a year or 2 years older than Judge. They got to fill the hole. I completely agree, and I hate the idea they're waiting to get someone to take Stroman's money. I hate that. They should be out there filling the hole. I completely agree. But as far as Boone goes, he just took him to the World Series. I don't think he's a great manager. I think he's a good manager. I think his perception around the league is that, and I think they're gonna, as the owner told you, they're gonna have negotiations about a contract extension. Let's go to Mikey in the Bronx. What's up, Mikey? I'm sorry, Mickey. I always do that. I'm sorry, Mickey. What's up, buddy? Oh, it is Mikey.
It's Mikey. Don't worry about it. You're right. There's something going on with the Yankees right now. Being cheap. They got a hole over at third base. They're letting Juan Soto walk. I heard they let Soto walk. They let Juan Soto walk, trust me. But I heard he's got a thing with the mistress. He's got a thing with a mistress right now.
Okay, thanks a lot. I don't believe Juan Soto's married. So I don't know how it works. Never had a mistress, but I feel like you have to be married to have a mistress, and I do not believe Juan Soto is married. And I don't think they let Juan Soto walk either. They offered him $760 million. He went to the Mets. He chose the Mets and their money. And it wasn't like, you know, it was a good amount of money more, but it wasn't, you know, 760. You could have easily taken the Yankees and been just fine with 760. He chose to go somewhere else. And that's part of it too. Like I want to see a little bit of, you know, anger towards all this and to go out there and fill the one. It's not like I would get it if they were at this payroll, right? And like, because there was times, if you remember, like 2010, 2011, around those, or 12, 13, 14, 15, those years where, you know, they had Teixeira with a wrist injury, all that money on the bench, right? A-Rod's getting suspended for steroids. And they had to fill with Lyle Overbay, and they had to fill with Pronk, and they had to fill with different guys where you knew, well, all that money was on there were so many holes. What could you, like, they are one spot away from just taking care of it. And if you have a chip on your shoulder and you're motivated, I'm just, you know, I don't know. I really wish they would go fill it. And as now we're getting, you know, we're 2 weeks away from spring training. Oh, you know, that our caller, our friend wants to go get Kim. Go get Kim. That's fine with me. Something. A better option than sticking with DJ LeMahieu, because it's just, that's a tough sell for me. It's a tough sell for me. And I've felt this way for a long time, but then I'm hearing the owner try and tell me that he's pissed off and try and tell me that he's got a chip on his shoulder and that last year was hard to take. Well, if last year was hard to take, I get all the pivots and I understand they went out and made moves. I'm not like screaming, oh my God, the team sucks. How could you? I'm just saying there's one move left. Go do it. Go take care of it and stop waiting for Stroman's money. And so what if you have the same payroll as next year? Right, I get it. Don't be the Dodgers. No one's expecting you to go get the 380. Go to 310. So you're $10 million over the luxury tax. So what? You were there last year. You can't get to the World Series, fall short, watch the Dodgers sign everybody, and then tell me how pissed off you are, and then cut payroll and not fill the one space that clearly is the whole of the team. 888-808-1019. It's just, that's the only thing. But, like, again, I think Nolan Arenado is a would be an excellent option here. If they're motivated to trade him, like, you're going to give Bregman six, like, Yankee fans would rather give Bregman 6-7 years. Then be on the hook for Nolan Arenado at 3 for much less money. Like, again, Bregman's on the decline too. You look at Bregman, I know he picked it up in the second half. Where's his market? And I guess, you know, I know many people are scarred by Donaldson. I don't view Nolan Arenado and Donaldson as the same player. And I'll be the first to tell you, I thought the same thing. And they had, you know, he had an 800 OPS the year before he got traded to the Yankees, Donaldson. And I didn't expect the fall off as it happened. But you can't go around being afraid of the same things. And again, it's not like it's the basis of the team. Or it's not going to be so much. You're not going out and signing him to big money. He's the final piece to just complete the roster. And think how good defensively they are if they make that move. With him at third, you move Jazz to second base like the manager told you today they want to do. That shores up the defense. That is, you got Goldschmidt at first, Jazz at second, Volpe at short, and Arenado at third base. That is a terrific defensive infield. You want to talk about getting better than last year? I don't know if it makes them better than last year overall, but think of that defense. Think of how good that team is defensively. And now you've got the question mark of Jason Dominguez, which we're going to get to at some point in the show as there's talk about him being the everyday left fielder. I don't know if I agree with it, but if you got Bellinger in center, you've got Judge in right, and hopefully Dominguez can figure it out in left, that is so far a better defensive team if you could have Nolan Arenado at third. And Wells showed you he can be a good defensive catcher. Like, that is an excellent defensive team. As opposed to last year, Jazz learning a new position and Gleyber Torres at second base. And Judge in right field, Judge in center, and Soto in right. They are a vastly superior team. If you look at it that way, offense, I think Nolan Otto can have a bounce back year and help. But just defensively and pitching wise, they are so much better than they were last year. By leaps and bounds. If they do a move like that, if they get a real good defensive third baseman, they are leaps and bounds better defensively, and they've already become leaps and bounds better pitching-wise. The offense still scares me, and we talk about how much the offense is always the reason when they lose, but that team defensively, athletically, and pitching-wise is vastly superior to last year's team. And when you look around the rest of the American League, like, that's the thing too. Like, I keep hearing, you know, and Kay said it on the Yankee Hot Stove, looking at it as, hey, we're the best team in the American League, why should we do more? We're already there, is the wrong way to look at this. Go out there and be a dominant team in the American League. Not just like, hey, we're the best, and as long as things go to plan, we should get back to the World Series. Go out there and make a couple of moves, and nothing guarantees it, but leave no doubt, because you can make an argument for other teams. If Bregman goes back to the Astros, you can make an argument for the Astros. There's no doubt. Right? If Pete Alonso goes to Toronto, I mean, the pitching scares me, but that's one hell of a middle of the lineup with Santander there too. I think the Boston Red Sox are sneaky good, and Cleveland always seems to surprise. And we'll see how, you know, their pitching lab continues to roll out good pitchers. They just got decimated by injury last year. I still think they're the best team in the American League. And obviously the Baltimore Orioles haven't done much, but that young, potent offense could be dangerous. And has now been a playoff team a couple of years in a row. This is the time to make the move, be aggressive, and go out there and make sure you get back to a World Series to take on the Dodgers or whoever's standing there. Instead of, what do we really need to make a move for? 888-808-1019. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Pedro and John, we'll get to it. We'll get into a little Pete Alonso as well as we start the show with a little baseball before we get to the football, as we'll be talking football for the next week and a half leading into the Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley. Again, do I care? I do not. I'm so sick of the Saquon Barkley conversation. I heard it again today on the afternoon. I'm like, I'm just so sick of it.